Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've long thought that the Republicans had to make a choice. Do you try to fix a broken Obamacare, which is just, it was wrong. And look, when the Democrats had the House and Senate and the presidency, they didn't fix it. They couldn't fix it because it was fundamentally flawed. Or should Republicans come up with their own plan, a proactive plan, something that resonates with the American people, that make difference in their lives, give people choice, allow portability, allow people to buy into systems across state lines. There are expose the costs of healthcare. Those are the types of things. But, you know, the timeline's short. We got a very short amount of time and it's the holidays. So they got to put a hustle on it. But it affects every American. This is their pocketbook. It's affordability, and the costs are rising exponentially, and they can't handle it. And the Republicans need to offer a plan.
So Jason Chaffetz, former member of the House, they're talking about the importance of getting down to business when it comes to finding some sort of solution for Americans who are dealing with unaffordable care. The Unaffordable Care Act, not doing so hot, and Democrats are really mad at it. It's weird because it's their plan, of course, from Barack Obama, Obamacare originally. Let's talk to Ryan Schmelz, who's going to give us a little bit of an update on what's been on the docket there for members of Congress. Ryan, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Great to have you with us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. Had a good holiday. So is everybody back on the Hill now? Is everybody back and getting appropriation bills passed? What are we doing in the House?
The expectation is they'll be back tonight, and then they'll start voting this week on a number of different bills, whether they're going to get any appropriations bills done. Not quite sure on that just yet. But yes, there is this question of what's going to happen with healthcare. The idea is that between now and sometime towards the end of the month, there will be a vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits and extending that program, which was a promise that Leader Thune made to Senate Democrats in order to end the government shutdown. Now, what plan Democrats are going to put on the floor, we still don't know what that plan is going to look like.
So they negotiated in order to open the government back up. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And when they said that they would take a vote on it, I was thinking that's very unlikely that Republicans are going to vote for this. So, OK, we'll take a vote on it. It won't pass. Is there any discussion right now that's taking place on Capitol Hill that maybe they will extend those subsidies for a little bit of time?
So there is a bipartisan bill between both Republicans and Democrats that would extend the program for 2 years. And it also includes a number of the reforms that Republicans have been pushing for, like the income caps and some of the other aspects there. But whether or not that bill has the votes to pass, we don't know. You know, President Trump has been open about some type of extension, but, you know, he's gotten some pushback within Republican circles about whatever plan they're going to put on the table, because there are just some Republicans who want this program to expire, to get rid of the Obamacare tax credits altogether. So it's kind of a unique spot for Republicans to be in, where you've got some more moderate members who are open to an extension, but then you've got some more conservative members who want the program to go away altogether. But in the end, the reality is, if they're going to agree to any type of extension, I think Republicans are unified around the thought of there needed to be significant reforms to the ACA tax credits.
Are there Democrats who think that the whole thing needs to be scrapped? Is the Democrat line, party line right now, that the Affordable Care Act is the right way to do health care? It just needs, what, more government subsidy thrown at it to continue on down this path?
I mean, when you talk to Democrats about this, I think there's some who will say that they're open to, you know, what they want in terms of changing Obamacare, making reforms to Obamacare so that you don't need subsidies to prop it up and make it more affordable. But, you know, in terms of specifics, we haven't really gotten to the bottom of what those specifics are. And also keep in mind that now that the program is only a couple of weeks away from expiring, I think Democrats' mindset is that you've got to extend this now, or you've got millions of people who are going to see their health insurance premiums skyrocket.
So Ryan Schmelz speaking with us right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. I guess, you know, elections come fast, especially in the House. If you have to get elected every 2 years, you get a year to legislate and a year to campaign to try to do another year of legislating, I suppose. But it's not brand new information that healthcare in this country isn't really great. At least the way that the Affordable Care Act revamped things. Republicans have problems with it. Obviously, Democrats have problems with it, too. Has there been a push until the Democrats shut down the government? Has it been a main topic of conversation on Capitol Hill that we need a better health care insurance situation for American citizens?
I think it's been talked about, but whether or not a full-on plan that would fix the problems has been proposed, I mean, nothing that's been seriously considered this Congress. You know, you had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, where there were a number of different reforms to Medicaid, reforms to the SNAP program, especially the Medicaid program. You saw the work requirements get put in there, and some other reforms to the Medicaid program. But in terms of a hard line plan to either repeal or replace Obamacare or a massive healthcare overhaul, we haven't seen that proposed yet. And you remember, this is one of the reasons why Marjorie Taylor Greene's relationship with the Republicans in Congress started to sour, is because she was critical of House Republicans for not having a plan on healthcare. Now, Speaker Johnson said that the relevant committees that are in charge of that do have a plan, and that she can meet with them anytime and talk to them about what they're going to be proposing and what could be on the table. But, you know, in terms of a vote on something that would overhaul the system and make a full change to what we've been dealing with over the last decade or so, we haven't seen that just yet.
Ryan, I'm glad you brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think you and I have spoken since she made her announcement that just after the new year, she's going to be resigning her position there. I do think it's worthy of note that it's just a couple days after her pension is fully set in. I also saw some reports that said, like, the pension is maybe, off the top of my head, like $8,000 a year or something like that. The amount of money that she'll be taking in a pension isn't some astronomical amount of money windfall that she's going to get. But I have to think that's incredibly detrimental to the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Can you talk to us a little bit about, when she resigns, what that's going to look like for the Republicans, who are going to need every single vote to get the job done?
Right. So as it stands right now, Republicans can lose about 2 votes on any given piece of legislation and be able to pass it if they have the rest of the party voting for it, and it's a party line vote. If Marjorie Taylor Greene resigns, that's going to make things a little bit more difficult. That's why you're seeing so much press attention on the Tennessee special election right now to replace Mark Green, who was the Homeland Security chairman. Because if Democrats were able to pull off an upset in that race, there's going to be a point next Congress where Republicans probably can't afford to lose a single vote on any legislation. So that creates a huge math problem for House Speaker Mike Johnson and President Trump. Now, if Republicans are able to hold on in that seat, and they're supposed to, consider the fact that President Trump won it by over 20 points, then they're going to be able to have some wiggle room after Marjorie Taylor Greene retires on January 5th until a special election can happen to fill her seat. Now, keep in mind, there's also 2 vacancies on the Democrat side to replace Sylvester Turner from Texas, who died while he was in office, and also to replace Mikey Sherrill, who left to become the governor of New Jersey. So Republicans need as many votes as they can right now. So if they were to lose the Tennessee special election, this in many ways could probably create a nightmare for Speaker Johnson and President Trump.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Ryan, I heard you say at one point, if Marjorie Taylor Greene resigns, is there any question that she could maybe postpone that resignation, or is it pretty much a done deal?
I think it is possible she could, but I haven't heard any indication that she's going to do that. It seems like she's pretty dead set on retiring on January 5th and leaving office.
What is the substance behind her reason to step down? She was such a fighter. She was, you know, there wasn't a fight she was willing to back down from. And she was obviously a huge advocate for Donald Trump. That relationship seems to have gone south. But was there a straw that broke the camel's back in the MTG situation to make her say, fine, I quit?
What it seems like it was, based off of her statement, was the ending of her relationship with President Trump that started to unravel. And then President Trump was starting to talk about a primary opponent for Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was saying that if that was to happen, that it was going to create a very toxic primary that she didn't want to put her district through and didn't want to put her family through. So based off of that, that's what it seems like was the main reason for why she wanted to leave office. She also pointed to the fact that this was going to be an election year, and she feels like nothing really gets done in election years when it comes to Congress. Everyone kind of stays safe and kind of wants to worry about the election and not about legislating. And she just had a lot of issues with that. So if you go off of what she has said, those are the reasons she has given for why she's retiring. But yes, you can't ignore the fact that her relationship with President Trump went so south, and it went south so quickly.
Yeah. And, you know, we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now, who is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. There's a lot of talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, about Donald Trump. I don't hear a lot of talk about the constituents in Georgia's 14th congressional district. Are they going to be left without a representative vote? How does that handle? How quickly would that seat get filled? And would it likely be Republican, or like Tennessee, are people going to go, ooh, well, maybe we could steal one for the blue side?
Well, I'm sure Democrats won't rule that option out, especially if the polling data comes back very strong for them. If Republicans pick a bad candidate and Democrats pick a good candidate, you know, you never know when it's an off-year election cycle. But this is going to be a decision made by Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia. He's got to issue a special election. And considering the fact that Brian Kemp is a Republican, you could probably expect him to get the ball rolling on this as quickly as possible. Now, keep in mind, they have to go by state laws. It's not just like Brian Kemp can snap his fingers and, you know, oh, in 2 weeks we have a special election. There are certain laws that they have to follow when it comes to special elections. But yes, to answer your question, for the time being, Marjorie Taylor Greene's district will not have representation, at least for maybe a couple months.
Yeah. Ugh, so complicated and frustrating for a lot of people who are trying to watch the president, who was elected with a pretty strong mandate. I think a lot of people would argue, he certainly would, getting the job done, the America First agenda accomplished, is going to be much more difficult now. Ryan, before we let you go, what are the other areas that people may not be, you know, everyone's paying attention to the Marjorie Taylor Greene story and the you know, salacious headlines that go with that. What else do people need to know about Capitol Hill? What's taking place right now as we move into the holiday season?
Well, you got to remember the next funding deadline is going to be January 30th. Republicans and Democrats are trying to pass 12 individual spending bills to fund the government, which we call appropriations bills. They've got three of those done so far. So if we were to hit a government shutdown in January, you would not have to worry about SNAP benefits being impacted. You would not have to worry about the Department of Veterans Affairs being impacted. But other agencies like the military and all that still face the same threats that they did during the last government shutdown. But the more appropriations bills they get done, whether it be the defense bill or some of the other bills like that, Department of Transportation, you name it, the more they get done, the less of an impact the government shutdown is going to have on January 30th.
All right. Well, Ryan Schmelz, you're always the man with the info, and we appreciate your time here on the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Annie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.